easy, deep connections. Rapport is absolutely necessary. Luckily, it's also pretty automatic, at least under normal circumstances. But the more you want out of any relationship, the more rapport you need. If you want to have a friendly conversation with a stranger to pass the time, rapport is more or less automatic. Even job interviews where there's a lot of money on the line, deep rapport is more or less automatic. Why is this? We are social animals. We've been communicating with one another long before we invented language, subconsciously through body language and facial expressions. So not creating mutual rapport is almost like being hostile on purpose. And for job interviews, the interviewer, unless they're on some kind of a power trip, wants very much to have the most accurate conversation possible to see if you really are a fit for the company. The only time creating deeper than normal rapport is necessary is if you have a specific outcome in mind, like if you want them to buy something expensive or you want them to feel a deep feeling of affection and attraction. Most people only really know about the automatic kind of rapport, the superficial pass the time kind of rapport. Match body language, movements, speaking rates, even breathing. This all happens naturally if you just let it happen. But to create deeper rapport, the kind that leads to sales and sex, you need deeper technology. Not the kind of pretend rapport most people try. A deep, genuine attempt to understand them. The kind that creates a deeper feeling within them about you. That you are different than most people. That you really get them. This has to be created inside from a subconscious feeling level in them. This can't be something you say and they do. For example, if you said, "I really want to get to know you," that would have the opposite effect. That sounds kind of creepy. But if you demonstrate your desire to get to know them, it will have a much deeper, much more profound effect. How do you do that? By asking questions about them. Questions that you sort of know the answers to. Questions that are about deep similarities among all humans. Questions that elicit the best parts of our nature. The kind that nobody talks about, but we all share. This will not only make them feel really good, but it will create a feeling in them that you really get them. This is pretty easy. So easy that you can do this in pretty much anybody you meet. For pretty much any reason you want. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.